Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Barry in Texas is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you?
Well, I have an arbor outside my house. The beams of my house extend out from the roof, and it makes an arbor outside. And I've painted it a couple of times, and the paint keeps wearing off, and I'm afraid the wood's going to start rotting, and I'm wondering if I should do something special to protect the roof, protect the wood, like maybe put some water seal on it, or I even thought about maybe putting some metal stripping it, but I thought that might get wet and make it rot even worse. So I just really want to protect that wood.
Well, I think first of all, let's talk about the process of which to properly paint exterior wood. Now, to start, you want to make sure that you're getting off anything that's sort of peeling and not sticking. So if you can, you want to either scrape some of it away, but without damaging the wood. So you can also use a chemical stripping agent, which would take the paint off of the wood and get as much of it off as you can. And then get it nice and smooth, you know, sand any rough areas if you're stuck with them. And then I would use an oil-based primer and an oil-based paint if you're allowed in your area, because that's truly going to adhere. The trick is that wood's got to be bone dry before you go ahead and paint it, because if it's slightly wet, nothing is going to adhere properly, and that truly will help out a ton.
Okay, so just use oil-based instead of latex paint?
Yeah, but as Leslie said, you've got to get down to the wood, because if you've got multiple layers of paint on there, it's just going to keep delaminating between the surfaces of the paint, especially being in such a wet location. So you want to get the old paint off, make sure it's super dry, an oil-based primer, let it dry real well, and then a good quality top coat, and I think you'll find you'll get a lot more years out of that surface before you have to do this again.
Okay, she also said that it sounded like she said I needed to get down to and smooth the wood, but this is it's rough cedar, so.
I mean, only if you've got areas where where you've got unevenness from any paint that might not come off, just so you're not seeing like that sort of like rippled edge of the old paint with the new paint. That's truly the only places that I would do it.
And you can also use a wire brush too, if it's a rough
cedar. Yeah,
we just want to make sure you get rid of everything that's loose there. You really get down to an original surface, so you have something that can really bite, that new paint can bite into. See, the primer is kind of the adhesive here, and that's why it's such an important step. If you do a good quality primer, that's going to really bind to the wood and bind to the paint and try to keep the whole system together, because it really is a system. We don't think about paint as being a system, but it is. The binder sticks to the wood, and the paint, the top coat, sticks to the binder.
Okay, great. So oil-based primer, top with oil-based paint.
You got it. Good luck with that project, Barry. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.